first up, what's going on up in St. Joseph? Right now, the school district up there is being scrutinized by the FBI. Grand jury subpoenas are flying, and the state auditor has weighed in with an in-depth review. KCUR's Sam Zeff has been looking into all this, and Sam, always good to have you here. Good morning.
Steve, thanks very much. Great to be here.
Well, what's the FBI, the state auditor, and a grand jury, what are they all looking at up there, Sam?
Well, it all starts with sort of a shady stipend a little bit over a year ago. Fred Zerwanka is the superintendent there. He'd been on the job maybe 3 weeks and got a rebate from the insurance company for about $270,000. He did not report that, as board rules would mandate, to the school board. He decided to divvy that up in the form of $5,000 stipends to 54 top administrators, from associate superintendents down to assistant building principals.
So bonuses, in a sense.
They were, in fact, bonuses, but the school district has maintained they are stipends. And when Zerwanka came in, he started to mandate that some of these people do some nighttime things, although they were doing nighttime things anyway. So it turns out that after this stipend became public, it opened the door to probably a dozen other stipends that the Board of Education knew nothing about. Because St. Joseph School District, like most school districts, get federal funds, the FBI stepped in, and they've been investigating along with the U.S. Attorney and the Missouri State Auditor for about the last 8 or 9 months.
And that would begin to suggest this is a pretty serious matter. Am I right about that?
This is absolutely serious. The FBI started their investigation back in April. They've interviewed dozens of people, everybody on the board of the school board, all the top administrators, business owners in town, teachers, other folks. Many people have been interviewed multiple times. And there's been two rounds of subpoenas for documents from a grand jury sitting here in Kansas City.
Tell us a little bit more about the St. Joe School District in and of itself, Sam. This is not a small district.
No, not at all. There are 11,000 students. By comparison, there's about 14 or 15,000 in Kansas City. 2,200 faculty and staff, $21 million budget, second biggest employer in St. Joe. So this is a big entity and very important to the economy in St. Joseph and Buchanan County.
And one of the biggest school districts in the state, just for the record here.
16th biggest in the state. Right?
Okay. How's all this playing in town? Because certainly people have to be concerned.
You know, the interesting thing about St. Joe is that it's big enough to have real media, right? It has a really good daily newspaper and an education reporter who has been fabulous in covering this. Two television stations. So the good thing is that it's big enough to have media. The other thing is, but it's small enough that there's not a lot of news. So it gets covered a lot. The paper covers it a lot. Both television stations covered a lot. And I can tell you in my 10 trips up there over the last few months that you can't go anywhere and ask, hey, what about that St. Joe School District? And somebody doesn't roll their eyes, spit on the floor. I mean, everybody in St. Joe knows about this.
Hey, as of today, has anybody been fired or punished or disciplined because of all this?
Well, there's been one person who is no longer with the district, and that is the former CFO, a gentleman named Bo Musser. His second day on the job, according to a lawsuit that he filed against the district, he discovered that there were 4,000 gallons of gasoline that couldn't be accounted for. And then over the next few weeks and months, he discovers other irregularities. He tries to push this up the chain of command to get some action. Nothing happens. Nothing happens. Nothing happens. Finally, the secrecy is broken at a school board meeting. Bo Musser is called into Fred Zerwanka's office along with the HR director, a man named Doug Flowers. They tell him that they want to buy him out of the 2 years of his contract, and they accuse him of sexual harassment.
Wow.
This is all according to his lawsuit. He refuses to take the deal, goes, files a lawsuit, charging the district with wrongful termination, slander, and violating whistleblower statutes in the state. To date, Bo Musser is the only one to have exited the St. Joe School District.
This is pretty incredible stuff, Sam.
There is layer upon layer upon layer.
I'm getting that impression.
And the more that I was up there, the more I discovered. And I will be honest with you. I think that there is a – I think the FBI – the grand jury, let me start there, in its first subpoena, went back looking for records back to the year 2000. So the grand jury and the FBI clearly believe that there have been some irregularities that go back a long time in the school district. And these stipends that we've spoken about, not the one that happened, but there were others. There were travel stipends. So some people on the superintendent's thing called the superintendent's council, and they were just top administrators, much like Stephen Green in Kansas City has a superintendent's cabinet. The people on these councils got $9,000 extra dollars a year. Important thing is that nobody knew about it, right? Mm. So every year, school districts in Missouri have to report all salaries to the Department of Education. And the last time they did that, I went back and I looked at what was on the DESE website, Department of Elementary and Secondary Education, and salaries for administrators and principals. And I compared those to internal documents that I had. And in every case, the money, the salary reported to DESE, to Jefferson City, was less than what was on these internal documents. So the real question is, why did the district, over many years and perhaps decades, why did they feel the need to boost administrators' salaries secretly as opposed to just giving them more money, right? And when you added the two together, the salary that was reported and all these stipends, it made them about average in Missouri, right? It wasn't like they were going from $95,000 a year to $180,000 a year. They were going from $95,000 a year to $110,000, $115,000 a year, which is perfectly within the average range of a school district that size in the state of Missouri. So nobody has been able to answer that question, but I suspect that it is a focus of the FBI investigation and certainly the grand jury sitting here in Kansas City.
We're visiting with KCUR Sam Zeff about some questions being raised about the St. Joseph School District. Let's talk about some of the key players in this saga, Sam, and take them one at a time. School board member Chris Danford, who's been pushing hard to get to the bottom of this. Tell us about Chris Danford.
Yeah, she's an interesting character. She was taught in the school district and was a counselor in the school district for 25 years. Retired, then started working a little bit in Parkville, but then she ran for the school board. And as she told me over and over again, she thought they were going to go to school board meetings and talk about really lofty education issues and of course, you know, talk about the budget and, you know, and how best to use those education dollars. She finds out about these stipends at a high school basketball game. She's waiting in line to buy snacks. Woman comes up and says, hey, you guys must be flush. You're handing out $5,000 bonuses to people. Well, she didn't know about it. And she told me she thought to herself, this woman's crazy.
Right.
Then a week or two later, somebody else who is even in a better position to know about these stipends tells her the same thing. She still doesn't believe it. And before a March board meeting, she goes to Superintendent Fred Zerwanka and confronts him, absolutely expecting to hear that it's a joke. It's a rumor. And he cops to it right there. They don't know what to do. She finally releases it at an open school board meeting. All of this, by the way, is moving parallel to what I talked about with former CFO Bo Musser. Mm-hmm. So about the time Chris Danford's ready to go public, the school district has Bo Musser, a really nice guy, 35 years old, grew up in St. Joe, left the private sector because he wanted to go to work for a school district to do some good, two kids. So at the same time that Chris Danford is talking about this at a school board meeting, Bo Musser is in an office being accused of sexual harassment. So Danford continues to agitate. She is the leader of those people in the district who think that Fred Zerwanka and other administrators have to go. In the piece that was on Morning Edition this morning, there was the district had a convocation just before the school year started. And they're introducing all the school board members, and they're getting, you know, polite applause. Mm-hmm. Chris Danford is introduced, and the house comes down. It's like Springsteen walked into the building.
Wow!
And so she has really become a leader, and I think somewhat of a hero to teachers and staff who I think for years have felt that they've been getting the short end of the stick.
And if not for Chris Danford, you wonder if all this would have come to light, or how much longer it would have taken to have it come to light.
No, absolutely. I mean, who knows how long it would have taken.
And Dr. Fred Zerwanka, the current superintendent there, he's still on the job, and I'm sure under a lot of heat here.
Yeah, he is. He came from the West Plains, Missouri. He was a superintendent down there.
Down in the Ozarks.
In the Ozarks, right. Mm-hmm. This is the beginning of his second year. He gave a speech at the convocation imploring, begging even, for the staff and faculty to come together. He went out of his way to say that that this FBI investigation and the grand jury, he made it sound as if it was a distraction, not the serious federal investigation that it is. He didn't use the term FBI, didn't say grand jury, didn't mention the state auditor. So there are those in the district who wonder if they have their head in the sand.
And just to point out, again, one fact that you pointed out here, Sam, that Fred Zerwanka began passing out these stipends, as they're called, within weeks of taking this job, which just struck me as highly unusual.
Right. Chris Danford, first two things. When I asked Chris Danford about this, she said, I asked, why would it? This is a seasoned school administrator, right? And she said, you know, he walked into a new district. He was going to be boss of some people who actually wanted his job. And she suggests that perhaps he was handing out these stipends to buy loyalty. And it didn't take long, Steve, if I may just one other thing here. About 4 or 5 weeks after the stipends were handed out, Zerwanka had a nickname. People in the district were calling him the Candy Man.
I was just going to bring that up, the Candy Man.
The Candy Man, because he was handing out $5,000 checks.
And finally, what role does former school board president and former superintendent Dr. Dan Colgan play in all this?
He's really a central figure in this. He spent his entire career in the St. Joseph School District. He was superintendent for 14 years. He's the immediate past president of the board. There have been a lot of accusations of nepotism. His son manages the district's warehouse, although his office is about 2.5 miles away. He doesn't really go to the warehouse. There are sources in the district who say that it was Colgan, when he was board chairman, signed off on the Candyman stipends when Fred Zerwanka brought them to him. So he's a central figure in this. Indeed, he's already hired a high-powered Kansas City lawyer who specializes in white-collar crime.
The Candyman.
We'll leave
it right there. That's KCUR Sam Zeff. You can hear Sam's piece that aired this morning on KCUR's website, kcur.org. Sam, it's always good to have you here. Thanks for taking the time.
Steve, my pleasure.